Hello everyone, and welcome once again to the Cocktail Vets podcast. It's your girl OJ, and I'm so excited for today's show because today is gonna be epic. I actually invited my classmates, very good friend of mine, and we're going to be sharing some tips on your upcoming technology test. So stay tuned.
My name is Adebuse Adebayo Alessandra, Kublos Foundation, CYF, Kublos Youth Ajuba Foundation, years from DBM2.
Okay, wow, it's so nice to meet you here, Ade. Like, honestly, actually, I've always been telling you I'll be wanting to, like, podcast and give advice on that and the rest. I'm so glad you just popped in and you were like, let's do something for the second year. It's like, thank you so much. What do we actually have for second years like today? Like, what is this episode about?
The episode is all about how we can advise them on their upcoming test, which is technology. Yeah, ability for them to know the area they should read, and also how they can get like past question, exact past question that can enable them to pass the test.
Okay. So guys, you've heard from him. So the main aim is just to help you guys in your upcoming technology test, and this is how we're going to flow. We're going to tell you how this test is being structured, like technology in quotes, okay? And we'll be making use of our own from previous exam questions and past questions as well to guide you on how vet test on technology look alike. So we're going to be starting with just advice on the semester, okay? What technology test is all about, how like the power, the unit code of technology, and why you should take it really seriously if you really want to maintain a good GP to your final year, and how, and finally how to focus more on this semester. Okay, so back to you, Ade. Okay, what advice would you want to give your colleagues as you are in a higher class than them? Like, what did you experience, and what do you think they need to avoid so that they won't take the semester for granted, especially with this technology test they're about to write?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, for this semester, second semester, is always one of the shortest semesters so far. Why? Just because there will be a lot of activities and talk about SUG, faculty, parties, and co. Now, this semester, as far as you are going to write for professional exam, you should take this semester very serious, especially anatomy, which involves embryology and spermatology, whereby spermatology is a 6-unit course, whereby you need to take it very serious, whereby you don't need to say, oh, next semester, we are going to offer another course. No. Like, you need to focus. If you've not read before, which is last semester, you can read well and pass well, and also make at least pass in technology for those people that are looking for pass. Fine. And also, this semester, you don't need to like read as ever. If you've never read before, don't read very well, so you will know that yes, other courses it should be small for you. Because we are talking about this semester itself is so short.
Okay guys, so you've really heard from him. Now, this second semester is short, like you said, and technology carries the highest unit, 6 units, so take it very seriously. So let's quickly move on to the next one, which is how the questions are being structured.
Yeah, Miss Oge. Yes, can you remember what kind of question did they set in our time, during the time we wrote technology, which is last year? Can you still remember?
Oh, yeah, that is actually last 2 years. Remember, Corona stopped us last year.
Okay.
So, splanknology questions and actually come in three sections, if they maintain it the way they've been maintaining it. Okay, so it has section A, which is the OBJ section, section B, and section C. Okay, those B and C are actually the theory sections. Okay, so under section A, I will always advise anyone, everybody, to start with section A, which is the OBJ, because the OBJ just takes 30 questions, and each of those 30 questions carries 1 mark. Okay, and remember, guys, the entire test is for 2 hours. Okay, and the first thing of which you should do when you are starting your test is to write boldly your reg number. Okay, and generally, again, when you're answering your OBJ, spend at most 20 to 25 minutes answering this OBJ question. Don't dwell too much in answering these questions. And each time you're answering the questions, don't circle an option and cancel it to let's say, for example, now question 3, you are meant to tick B, but you ticked A. You now cancel A and tick B. Guess what? You've lost that mark for that question. So I will advise you that when you answer your OBJ, take your time, okay? Any OBJ question you don't know at that particular moment, skip it and go to the next one. You'll definitely get the answer to it. So enough of all this. So in section B actually carries 85 marks. Yes, and if you really want to really score well, as per score really well, you need to take good, you need to be conscious of your writing, make it bold and legible, and again, manage your space well. It's not everybody that loves giving answer sheets. Okay, that's your answer sheet you have been given. Manage it really, really well. So, some of the questions you can expect in your section B could be, you might be asked to derive the dental formula for cats, dogs, horse, pigs. You understand? So, you need to learn it very, very well, because that single question alone can carry 10 mark. Yes, 10 raw marks. So this is a very bad pass for you. Just learn dental formula very, very well. Your avian digestive system, learn the components of the avian digestive tract. Those are the basic things they expect you to know. And also the conduction of air from the nares into the lungs, those routes air we take to enter the lungs. Also learn it very well, because that one too carries mark. And the thoracic cavity, the pleurae, just when you are reading, read to know them, okay? Read them very well, so that when you see them in questions, you'll be able to answer it. And there's one thing I love doing when I'm answering my questions. Let's say, for example, in section B now has 5 solid questions, and those 5 solid questions actually have babies, that is ABC, you understand? Good. And they'll tell you to attempt all. So let's say, for example, after going through questions 1 to 5, the one you can answer very well is question 1. Start with it. Yes, and in that question 1, I said it has ABC, and the one you know very well is B. Start with that B, so you can start your theory with 1B. Answer it, go to 1C. Answer it, go to 1A. They won't penalize you for that. So far, is still under 1. You organized it well. So when you're answering, feel free to start with the one you really know. So that is all about section B. Section B is 85 marks in total. So I will advise you aim for 60 to 70 marks. Aim to answer at least correctly, so that you reach that mark if you want to score well in the overall test. Okay, let's quickly move on to section C. Sorry for that. Now, section C is also attempt all, and this section is all about describing. Be ready to describe, be ready to tell a story. For example, I remember during our test, we asked to describe the oral cavity, and boy, you need to see me in the exam hall, in the test hall. I was literally counting using my lips to move around my mouth just to remember some terms and everything. So, and guess what? In that describing, like, I actually got almost all the mark, like 9.5. So that's the thing. Session C is all about describing. You describe the oral cavity, the anatomy of the testes, the anatomy of the ruminant uterus. So anything that has to do with description, like some lecturers now, anything they emphasized on. Okay, so learn it well, because you're going to describe in section C. And section C, the total marks is 45 marks. So you should be aiming at least 20 to 25 marks if you still want to come out with good grades. Oh guys, it's really long, but Ade, like, what do you think? Like, what can you say? Do you have anything to say more about these sections?
Yeah, I can say something about this section. Thank you very much. Why? Just because you can use, just try to check other past questions to check the common or the likely question that can come out. That will help you a lot. Like what she said before, she said something like dental formula. Dental formula used to come out very well. Just know that that one, it should come out. And another one I noticed here also is strong, like species variation based on Igbokwe part, which is section B. As she said also, that she said 85 marks is a very big mark. Like that section B carry a big mark, whereby at least you should be targeting 60, at least 60, and it helps a lot. Because the objective too is simple, but once you can read your material very well, you can click or tick the correct answer very well. That's all what I can say. But the total mark is 160, right?
Yeah,
160 marks. You see that it's not easy, and you must answer all questions. You know that you're in vet now, vet, you answer all questions, shall we? Okay, thank you, Ms. Ogre.
Okay, like, and there's another thing I need to chip in. So, you notice they say attempts of. See, guys, don't be scared. I will tell you what happened to my question. Like, in a particular question, section C, when it told us to describe, there was a particular section I don't even know anything about, but I wrote something, and they marked it out of points, but still they gave me mark. So the thing that, so far, even if you don't know anything in that particular session, right, don't leave any question unanswered. Like, they will give you mark for it. So guys, take note of it. Okay guys, we've actually come to the end of today's episode, and I just want to really say a very big thank you to my course mates Ade. Like, you really, like, it's an honor doing this episode with you. So do you have one or two things you want to say to them before we...
Yeah, I want to say thank you very much for listening to this. It helps a lot. We are still going to upload or do more podcasts for you to, like, gain more and know how it works. Yeah, thank you very much.
So guys, you can actually go on Google and search the Cup of Vets podcast to know more on this podcast. But don't worry, because we will send you updates on each episode we release. So bye for now.